Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency evacuation protest. May impair your ability to operate machinery. Can't quite tell just what it means to me. Keep out of reach of children. Touch your tongue to stranger. Get your philosophy.
Is intended for mature audiences.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Yeah, get them up there. Get them up there. And then while they're up there and you're waving them back and forth like you just don't care, why don't you tell those voices in your head to just calm the fuck down?
Those noises drive me crazy!
Yeah, the pills have been administered and the jacket's been put on. Woo! I'm feeling good. Hold on tight, everybody. Your mind trip is about to begin. Hello!
Hello!
I'm feeling good, and welcome once again to another off-the-wall edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
You're not only ugly, you're stupid, too.
Well, that might be true, but don't forget the most important thing. I am your host. I am the guy that is here to entertain you, make you laugh, make you rock out, make you have a good time so it doesn't look like you're just sitting at the computer looking at porn. Yeah. I do bring you this show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox, which is located right up here on the 44th floor. You know, for years, I have been doing this show with just 2 watts of power, and I was at a bar the other night. I was having a drink, and I was thinking to myself, you know, Jay, what would it be like if you just went in there and tweaked it just a little? Just tweak it just a little. Nobody might, they won't notice. Just boost yourself just a little. Give yourself just a little bit more power.
Yeah, we're going to kick it up a notch. Bam!
So that's what I did. I tweaked it, and now, for the first time in about 15 years, you could say, this show is going to be broadcast to you 100% digitally.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah? You're excited? How excited are you?
I pooped a tape recorder.
Okay. That's pretty excited if you're pooping tape recorders and stuff. So I'm excited to bring it to you. The show's going to sound better than ever, and I am more excited than ever to be here. So what do you say? Let's get things going, and let me tell you what's happening with this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Take this down.
Yeah, take this down. Grab a pen, paper, write it down. You're not going to want to miss a moment of what's going on. With this show, there's going to be... We're making improvements now that it's 100% digital and sounds really good, so... We're starting this show and now every other show with more comedy than ever before. That's right, the Rockin' Comedy Show, you could say, comes with two scoops of comedy every hour.
Hey, clown, you want to funny it up a little?
Well, yeah, that's why I've added more comedy to make it funnier than ever before. And also on the show, it's been a while since I've done this. But a lot of people think, you know, I come in here and I just sit down in a chair and I play music. And it's easy, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of work involved in this show. I mean, I spend 2 hours just putting together the news and answering email and getting requests and pulling the songs and writing the intros. There's a lot of stuff to go on. And then to remember what CDs you have queued up and what's going next and all this stuff. And I like to give people an opportunity to find out just exactly how easy it is to come in here and do a show. So it's been a while since we've had a guest DJ on the show. And on this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, we do have a guest DJ, the first guest DJ of 2008, who's going to come in and play whatever he wants. He's going to get 3 10-minute sets throughout the show. He lives here in Las Vegas. His name is Jared Hundley. So
I'm begging you. Do you have any idea how painful this is for me? Usually they give an epidural for this kind of agony.
Well, I promise you it's not going to be that bad. Jared's a fun guy. He's going to be here to, go into my archives and play whatever he wants. So it's going to be real interesting. You're not going to want to miss that one. Also on the show, a visit from a brand new artist on the show. I haven't even played any of their music yet. You're going to hear it today for the first time. And they're also going to stop by, and we're going to learn a little bit about them. It's a group from Portland, Oregon, called Ninjas with Syringes. And they got some good stuff, so we're going to have that for you a little bit later on. And if that's not enough for you, how about some requests and not in the news? So far, big show. We've got an interview coming. We've got Jared coming in as my guest DJ. We've got your requests. We've got not in the news. And don't forget, you can email me whenever you like.
You've got mail.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can visit me at myspace.com/crazyj13 and the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. But what do you say? Let's get things started with a brand new song. From an artist that's definitely no stranger to the Crazy J Show here. And they're getting a lot of requests. People are really liking their music. Starting to come out and see them perform live at clubs in Vegas. And they're a fun group. They're a lot of fun. I'm talking about Leaving Springfield. And this is their brand new song called Johnny Sunshine.
Johnny Sunshine, when you're coming on, the talking heads are groaning, they're groaning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny?
sunny sunshine. My head's spinning round. I am feeling sideways and I'm feeling down. Hey, sunny sunshine, can you give me hope? I'm all out of options and I'm all out of rope. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny?
To go hunting with her buddies. She once killed a deer with just a stick. She likes old smoky bars and rot gut whiskey. And pull my fingers, still her favorite trick. She likes Hormel chili on her ice cream, yeah. With a jalapeno pepper on the side. She wants fried bacon with her shirt off. Chopped up an onion and didn't even cry. Hey, she's more of a man than I'll ever be. She's done things that most men can't believe. She chews tobacco, swallows the juice. Her real name's Sheila, but they call her Moose. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. She likes her old job down at the factory. Even though she lost an arm in 83, she spent a little time in Folsom Prison. And Johnny Cash is tattooed on her knees. She's never rode a bull that's ever thrown her. Hell, she rode one all the way through Tennessee. She's never met a man who's ever owned her. Although I think she's got the hots for me. Oh shit, she's more of a man than I'll ever be. She's done things that most men can't believe. She eats beef jerky by the ton and stares directly at the sun. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. It's plain to see she put the he in she. She's more of a man than I'll ever be. Brand new song.
Hey everyone, listen up your attention if you please. We want to give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances under no circumstances. Kick you over. It's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out! Erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out! Erase your hard drive and your backups too. And the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on your
gouge your face right out your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play General Toe.
Look out!
And tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rift in time and space and leave a bunch of Twinkie rappers all over the place.
From the CD, The Farther Down We Go, that's Fish Ranch Road with their real fun song, real fun song. You might recognize them as The Uninvited, but that is Fish Ranch Road and their song simply titled Everything Is Better Now. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Maybe you want to be a guest DJ like Jared's going to be doing here in a few minutes. It's simple. You don't even have to live in Vegas to do it. I'll explain all the details a little bit later on. But if you're interested in being a guest DJ, email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. But right now on the Crazy J Show, we got a song from the group that's going to be coming into the studio live here a little bit later on. Their new CD is called Premature. They're called Ninjas with Syringes. And this is their song. It is simply titled Happy. They're called Ninjas with Syringes. Their CD is called Premature. You can find them on MySpace. You can find them right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. They'll be here on the 44th floor a little bit later on. We're going to take a break right now, however, and coming up, Jared Hundley is going to be my guest DJ. He's going to come in, play a couple of songs. And still ahead, we've got Not in the News News and a lot more of your requests. Don't miss it. It's a great show today.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Calla-gadoola, metricaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number, and get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
McGruff, the crime dog, here with my nephew Scruff. Get a pencil and write down an important address. It's for the new McGruff comic activity book.
And it's full of me.
The address is...
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Tells you what to do about guns and about bullies and drugs and about strangers who want to give you a ride. And it's full of games and puzzles, too. So for your free copy of my new comic activity book, just write... Not bad.
Can I do it again?
One more time. You'll be helping me take a bite out of crime.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy Jay.
She was gorgeous, she
Al Yankovic right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show from his Straight Outta Linwood CD, and he's straight back out on the road once again, starting this week at Henderson, Nevada at the Amphitheater. Yes, Weird Al is going to be doing round two of his Straight Outta Linwood tour. For more information, visit his website. It's weirdal.com. He's also got a MySpace page. I have a MySpace page. Wow, are we friends? And if not, why not? It's CrazyJ13 over there at MySpace.com. It's MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. You can also drop me an email there. Drop me an email at CrazyJ@comic.com. Who knows? Maybe you heard how much fun Jared was having being a guest DJ, and you want to be a guest DJ. So, email me. Let's make it happen. CrazyJ@comic.com. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host. I am rocking you up here on the 44th floor. Coming up this hour, Jared will be back for another guest DJ segment. We've also got some Not in the News news for you and an interview with a new group here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. A group they claim is so underground they don't even know about themselves. They're called Ninjas with Syringes. I played a song or two by them last hour, so I'm looking forward to meeting them and having them come on up here. Well, I was putting this show together this week. Got some pretty upsetting news through email. Many of you probably heard the same news that I heard, that George Carlin passed away at the age of 71 due to a heart attack, heart failure, and it is a big loss. George Carlin is the man, one of my all-time favorite comedians, and it just really hit me in a really weird way. It seemed that for a moment there was just no humor in the world. George Carlin, I don't know how many times I saw him in concert, but I know it was one of the first stand-up comedians I saw live. My dad took me to the show. He introduced me to George Carlin. I've seen every one of his HBO specials. I mean, the guy is awesome. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. I'm going to truly miss him. I'm sure the world is going to miss him. But I would like to play probably the most famous George Carlin bit in the history of comedy right now in honor of George Carlin. This is the 7 dirty words you can't say on television. Miss you, George.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad word. That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words. Bad thoughts, bad intentions, and words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits, huh? Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow. And tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits. Hey. Hey, tits, meet toots, toots, tits, tits, toots, man. Sounds like a snack, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Yes, I know, it is, right, a snack. And I don't mean your sexist snack. I mean new Nabisco tits. And new cheese tits. And corn tits and pizza tits and sesame tits, onion tits, tater tits. Yeah. Bet you can't eat just one. Yeah. That's true. I usually switch off. But, I mean, that word does not belong on the list. Actually, none of the words belong on the list. But you can understand why some of them are there. I mean, I'm not completely insensitive to people's feelings. You know, I can dig why some of those words got on the list. Like cocksucker and motherfucker. Those are heavyweight words, you know. Oh, there's a lot going on there, man. Besides the literal translation and the emotional feeling, I mean, they're just busy words. There's a lot of syllables to contend with. And those K's, those are aggressive sounds. They jump out at you, man. Cocksucker, motherfucker. It's like an assault on you, you know? So I can dig that. Now, we mentioned shit earlier, of course, and two of the other four-letter Anglo-Saxon words are piss and cunt, which go together, of course, but forget that. Little accidental humor I throw there. Piss and cunt. The reason that piss and cunt are on the list is that a long time ago, certain ladies said, those are the two I'm not going to say. I don't mind fucking shit, but P and C are out. P and C are out. Which led to such stupid sentences as, okay, you fuckers, I'm going to tinkle now. And, of course, the word fuck. The word fuck. I don't really... Well, there's some more accidental humor. I don't really want to get into that now. Because I think it takes too long. But I do mean that. I mean, I think the word fuck is a very important word. It's the beginning of life, and yet it's a word we use to hurt one another quite often. And people much wiser than I have said, I'd rather have my son watch a film with two people making love than two people trying to kill one another. And I, of course, can agree. It's a great sentiment. I wish I knew who said it first, and I agree with that. But I'd like to take it a step further. I'd like to substitute the word fuck for the word kill in all those movie cliches we grew up with, right?
Okay, Sheriff, we're gonna fuck you now. But we're gonna fuck you slow.
So maybe next year I'll have a whole fucking rap on that word. I hope so. There are two-way words. Those are the seven you can never say on television. Under any circumstances, you just cannot say them. Ever, 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 not even clinically. You cannot weave them in on the panel with Doc and Ed and Johnny. I mean, it's just impossible. Forget those seven. They're out. But there are some two-way words, those double-meaning words. Remember the ones you giggled at in sixth grade? And the cock crowed three times.
Hey, the cock crowed three times. Hey, it's in the Bible.
There are some two-way words, like it's okay for Kurt Gowdy to say, Roberto Clemente has two balls on him. But he can't say, I think he hurt his balls on that play, Tony, don't you? He's holding them. He must have hurt them, by God. And the other two-way word that goes with that one is prick. It's okay if it happens to your finger. Yes, you can prick your finger, but don't finger your prick. No, no.
Thank you.
Angels versus Airwaves right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I am so excited to be here. The straight jacket's a little tight today. I'm liking it. It's feeling pretty good. I'm up here on the 44th floor making you rock out a little bit, making you laugh and feel a little sad too. As you just heard a little while back, George Carlin passed away at the age of 71 from a heart attack. And wow, I'm still just devastated by it. He's one of the best, and I just kick myself. I've seen him in concert I don't know how many times, and here in Vegas, he just recently played the Orleans, and I didn't go. I thought to myself, he's going to be back again in August. I'm going to catch him in August, and I just hate myself for not going, because oh, it's just killing me. That guy was the best, and I played you his most famous bit a little earlier here. Of course, talking about the seven dirty words you can't say on television. Here's another one from George, because God damn it, he's the man. Here he is talking about the Icebox Man.
I'm the Icebox Man at our house. I'm
Icebox Man!
I answer the call when there's a need at the Icebox. Two very important responsibilities. The first one is keeping people from standing with the door to the refrigerator open for more than 45 minutes at a time. God, that gets me mad.
You want to close that goddamn door, please? You want to close the door? You're letting out all of the coldness I saved overnight. Come on, close the door.
You know, some guy smoked 8 joints, and he's going to inventory my refrigerator.
Here's $50. Get down to the Burger King. What do you got? I'll save more than that on electricity alone. Close the goddamn door, will you? Look, if you want to know what's in there, why don't you take a Polaroid picture and go away and look at the picture and then come back and figure out what you want? Years ago, we didn't have Polaroid cameras. We had to make an oil painting of what was in there.
Well, I don't let it get me down, because there's a bigger responsibility, and that is getting into that refrigerator and deciding which things need to be thrown away. Most people will not take that responsibility. Most people will just go and get what they want, leave everything else alone, and say, well, someone else wants that. Someone else will eat that. Meanwhile, the thing is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And is, in fact, stuck to the rack. Well, I've got to go in there and decide when to throw things away.
Chocolate pudding? Does anyone want this last chocolate pudding? I have just one chocolate pudding left. It's only pulled away from the side of the dish about 3 inches all the way around. And there's a huge fault running through the center of the pudding. Actually, it's nothing but a ball of skin at this point. Does anyone want a ball of fault-ridden chocolate pudding skin? I'm only going to throw it away. Do people do that with you? Offer you some food that if you don't eat it, they're only going to throw it away? Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy?
Here's something to eat, Dave. Hurry up, it's spoiling. Something for you, Angela. Eat quickly. That green pot is moving. Here, Bob, eat this before I give it to an animal.
You ever been looking through the refrigerator and you come across an empty plate? Boy, that starts me to wondering. Did something eat something else? Maybe the olives ate the tuna. Maybe that chicken isn't really dead yet. Actually, I picture a little mouse with gloves and a parka on, you know. Just waiting for the lights to go out. Perhaps the worst thing that can happen is to reach into the refrigerator and come out with something that you cannot identify at all. You literally do not know what it is. Could be meat. Could be cake. Usually at a time like that, I'll bluff. Honey, is this good?
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like meat cake.
Well, smell it.
It has absolutely no smell whatsoever.
It's good. Put it back. Somebody is saving it. It'll turn up in something.
That's what frightens me. That someone will consider it a challenge and use it just because it's in there. It's a leftover. What a sad word that is. Leftover. How would you like to be a leftover? Well, it wouldn't be bad if they were taking people out to be shot. I might even volunteer. But you know, leftovers make you feel good twice. Did you ever think about that? Leftovers give you two separate good feelings. When you first put them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving food. And then, after a month, when hair is growing out of them, and you throw them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving my life. When you make a sandwich at home, do you reach down past the first three or four pieces of bread to go down and get the good bread? It's kind of a self-preservation thing, you know? What you're really saying is, let my family eat the rotten bread. I'll take care of numero uno. And down you go into the loaf, down looking for the two that you want, a matching pair. And you have to be careful pulling them out so they don't tear. And then when you get them to the top, the upper eight slices fall the other way. I never straighten them out. I think, screw it, let them think a burglar made a sandwich. Not my job, straightening out the bread. Gotta tell me, in the refrigerator, who is it, please, that puts into the refrigerator the half-gallon containers of milk with only that much left in them? I get one of those every time. Hey, here's some milk. God, not enough to drink. Better put that back, huh?
It's Icebox Man George Carlin. Again, he's going to be missed. Oh, what a great, great guy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're going to take a break, and Jared Hundley is going to be back to take part in his second guest DJ spot this show. And also still ahead, we've got Not in the News News, and Ninjas with Syringes are going to be stopping by the 44th floor. Don't miss it. It's a big show today.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts.
In this column, you can see third quarter earnings are up 7% above projected growth. Oh, and as I mentioned to the board of directors, I'm an abusive father. Not only do I physically abuse my two young children all the time, I neglect them as well. I often leave them alone for hours at a time without any supervision.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. and mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
It's Crazy Jay.
Bye. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcasts. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You can't remember.
You know, this show is definitely a lot of fun. And a lot of people don't admit to listening to it. It's kind of like when you fart in the bathtub and the bubbles go up the backside. You know you're laughing. Yeah, it stinks at first, but you're like, oh, look, my butt makes a sauna. I don't know where that came from, and I don't know why I'm comparing my own show to farting in the bathtub, and, ooh, it feels so good when the bubbles go up the backside. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and I am excited to be here for you today. I want to thank Ninjas with Syringes for being here. What a fun group of guys. They are going to be back in the Las Vegas area on September 14th. They're going to play at the Double Down Saloon. Not one of my favorite places in town, but I'll be there to check them out. If you want more information about them, visit my MySpace page, myspace.com/crazyj13, and click on their friendly profile they have there. They're in my top friends, so go check them out. Ninjas with Syringes, and the album is called Premature. Good stuff, good stuff. Coming up this hour, Jared's going to be back for his third and final guest DJ spot. Don't forget, if you want to be a guest DJ because you're sitting there going, ah, that's easy, I can do it, email me, crazyjcomic.com. That's crazyjcomic.com. You don't have to live in Vegas. If you do live in Vegas, you don't necessarily have to come into the studio to do it live. There's all different kinds of ways we do it. So if you want more information about it, email me, crazyj@comic.com. Coming up on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, Dino Mike is going to be here. He's going to perform some new songs for us. He's going to hang out, possibly do the news, and just have a good time. So he's going to be here. He's, in town for the Weird Al concert. So it's going to be a lot of fun. What else do I have written here? Oh, June has been a very heavy date for birthdays. A lot of the Crazy J listening fan base has birthdays in June. Nicholas Mikolas, Chris, Krista, Leilani, even Brother Luke are all celebrating birthdays in the month of June. So this next little group of songs is for all of them, plus maybe you are celebrating a birthday this month.
Just another day closer to the grave.
Left at your door, leaving's a chore. Mailbox is long.
Getting older, but you're still stupid. And socially, you still dwell in a cave.
One foot in grave, lives in a cave, flossing for fun.
You're much older, but no wiser. The pit without the plum. It's your birthday, and hey, let's face it, you're dumb.
Yes, you are dumb. That means not smart, incredibly dumb.
On your birthday, you'll be smiling as gifts stream in from all over the state.
Cheap little gifts, you're still the pits, pity not love.
You'll be shrieking, look what I've got, a bib, a rattle, a tin cup. You never really wanted a brain. You thought they said train, or maybe airplane. So when God offered one to you, you proudly shrieked, I already have my choo-choo.
Just a cookie.
It's your birthday, and you're still stupid. You're just another day closer to the grave.
Just at your door, reading's a chore, mailbox is long.
Getting older, but you're still stupid. And socially, you still dwell in a cave.
One foot in grave, lives in a cave, flossing for fun.
You're much older, but no wiser. The pit without the plum. It's your birthday, and hey, let's face it,
You're dumb.
Dumb, yes you are dumb. Incredibly dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Happy birthday!
And drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy. There's something you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Michael 4. The garbage in the water, the poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, what's the matter, little friend? You think this party is a pit? Enjoy it while you can. We'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. It's also take a bit of their genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Wow! An Arab on the corner buying everything in sight. There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed. Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed. I guess you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Once a year we celebrate, we're stupid, had some plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round in gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Bill Cramden, Stanley, Slipper, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
Hey, that's the Arrogant Worms here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with their little birthday song. Weird Al in there with Happy Birthday. And we started this set with a great birthday song as well. I'm going to play one more birthday song, and this is for all the ladies out there that are turning 30, maybe you've passed 30. This song still works if you're 30 or older. It does tend to make the ladies cringe a little bit. But it's a great song, and it's by a very funny artist, no stranger to the Rockin' Comedy Show. His name is Chris Valenti. And if my CD player will load up, I will actually play the song for you. But it looks like I'm going to have to switch CD players. So, hey, if you want to email me, why don't you do so? My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also check out the official website of the show. That address is rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. And visit me at MySpace as well, myspace.com/crazyj13. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here's Chris Valenti and a song for all you ladies out there celebrating your birthday.
You're turning 30. Happy birthday. You really have come such a long way. You're turning 30. Happy birthday. Starting to look just like your mom. Thank you.
Can you still feel his distant touch? Is it what you miss so much?
Plan B right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Check them out on MySpace as well. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I love being here. I love doing this show. And coming up, you're going to see how easy it is when Jared returns to do his third and final guest DJ spot on this show. And last time he didn't have any problems, but you never know. Things do happen as you saw. I stalled for the Chris Valenti song, so we'll see what he does when he comes up next. Also, we've got Not in the News News. Now, before I take a break, I do want to play one more bit from George Carlin. As you know, we were talking earlier about his death. He did die at the age of 71 because of heart failure, and I've played two bits. His most famous bit, which of course is the seven dirty words you can't say on television. We also played Icebox Man. But right now, from his CD, Jammin' in New York, this is a really funny bit called Little Things We Share. Here it is for you now.
Well, tell you what. Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs. So, stirring up the shit is something I like to do from time to time, but I also like to know that I can come back to these little things we have in common, little universal moments that we share separately, the things that make us the same. They're so small we hardly ever talk about them. Did you ever look at your watch and then you don't know what time it is? And you have to look again. And you still don't know the time. So you look a third time and somebody says, what time is it? You say, I don't know. Do you ever notice how sometimes all day Wednesday, you keep thinking it's Thursday? And it happens over and over all day long. And then the next day, you're all right again. Do you ever find yourself standing in one of the rooms in your house and you can't remember why you went in there? And two words float across your mind: Alzheimer's disease. You ever been talking to yourself and somebody comes in the room and you have to make believe you were singing? And you hope to God the other person really believes there's a song called What Does She Think I Am? Some Kind of Putz? Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? How about when you're out on a small boat on a windy day? You ever been out rocking back and forth for 3 or 4 hours trying to keep your balance? Rough seas, little boat. Then you get back into the shore and you're standing on the dock and you could swear there was something inside of you that was still out there rocking. Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, doom. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Do you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Do you ever try to tell somebody to have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here? And you just want to slap the bastard. Do you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get the fuck out of here! Did you ever notice sometimes when you're walking with your arm around your date, one of you has to change the way you're walking? Men and women don't walk the same. One of them has to change. Either the man has to walk like this, or the woman has to walk like this. Joey, how are you? How about when you're going up a flight of stairs and you think there's one more step? And you go... And then you have to kind of keep doing that, you know? So people will think it's something you do all the time. I do this all the time. It's the third stage of syphilis. Same thing happens when you're going down the stairs. You could swear there was one more step. Holy shit. My hips are in my chest. When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away. And it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream! What are we, fucking stupid? Do you ever fall asleep on a late afternoon and wake up after dark and you don't know what goddamn day it is? Like when you have your head on the pillow. Do you ever notice when you have your head on the pillow, if you close the bottom eye, the pillow is down there? Then if you switch eyes, the pillow moves up there. Whoa, holy shit, Dave, look at this. The mystery of the moving pillow. I think it's related to the chain link fence mystery myself. Do you ever have to sneeze while you're taking a piss? It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening because actually you can't do it. It's physically impossible to sneeze while pissing. Your brain won't let it happen. Your brain says, stop pissing! We're going to sneeze now! Because your brain knows you might blow your asshole out.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. How is everyone out there? Sitting here at Crazy J's house, and we're recording semi-nude. Or wait, that's semi...
I'm on the 44th floor in semi-house.
You don't live up here, you're saying.
That's right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to say semi-nude. We're here semi-live. That's what I meant to say. And we're going to play a few songs for you today, so we're going to kick it off with a classic by the late and the great Kermit. Please enjoy.
Wild thing, bum 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 ding, you make my heart sing.
Hey, Kermit, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Floyd. I'm just playing an unplugged version of Wild Thing on this ukulele here.
Oh, yeah, well, you see, Animal wanted to play the drums on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Plug in!
Sure. Yikes!
Yeah!
Wow, thing! You make my heart sing.
But I wanna know.
Shake it wild. Ah.
Animal.
Lion!
Kids like this when he hadn't had his nap.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, one thing!
Time for Num Nums and a nap.
That was Twilight by, almost said Stone Temple Pilots. Squirrel on That Zipper is a fantastic song by a fantastic band. You know, recently in my life I made the decision to, for health reasons, naturally, to abstain from eating meat. Although I still eat fish occasionally, and there is a term for that, piscatarian, but it sounds so nefarious that I tend not to use that one. But in light of all those recent decisions, I hope you enjoyed this little skit by Monty Python called Fish License.
What'd you do?
I don't know what I did.
This is the part where you keep talking.
Oh, this is the part that I keep talking. My things to say about fish are rather limited. But I'll do my best. Apparently I wasn't supposed to push play.
I don't know what you did.
I don't either. I've officially broken the equipment, everyone. And that in and of itself takes talent.
All right, here comes.
Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric Fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes, I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others, they were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony! Why should I be tired with the epithet loony merely because I have a pet halibut? I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Palethorpe, the lady show jumper, had a clam called Stafford after the late Chancellor. Alan Bullock has two pikes, both called Chris, and Marcel Proust had an adduck. So if you're calling the author of A la Recherche du Temps Perdu a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I gotta license me pet dog, Eric. I gotta license me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do and I got one. Can't be called out though.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Oh, bleeding got one, look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing.
Housing?
It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing so odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdo.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh, right.
Spoken like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the off bee. He had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilization of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the off bee, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
One, two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
La dee dee, 1, 2, 3. Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Eric the half a bee.
Is this a wretched demi-bee? Half asleep upon my knee. Some freak from a menagerie? No,
it's Eric the half a bee.
A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee.
Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee dee dee. Eric the half a bee.
I love this hive employee. Bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly.
Are we having fun yet, kids? All right, so often is the case with my life, nothing much makes sense. And that seems to be the way with the next song. Doesn't really fit in with anything else. I just like it. So please enjoy Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon.
Just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling his romance. Oh, what they say. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance,
telling each romance, oh, what this is.
And there will come a day, and youth will pass away.
What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a few blows. Life goes on without me, cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody good for me. There's nobody good for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, cause I ain't so bad then. Bozzy, bozzy, but, blib up.
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me. Nobody kiss for me.
Louis Prima. You know, this was the man that entertained when everyone was done entertaining. Everybody knows the Rat Pack. They were in Vegas for only 3 weeks while they were filming Ocean's 11. And during that time, they would perform at the Sands. When they were finished, they'd all go to the lounge, have a drink, have a smoke, relax, and listen to the sounds of Louis Prima. Up next, I myself am strange, and so are the rest of y'all. So take a listen to this one, The Doors.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking.
I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the credit fairy. And I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the credit fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The credit fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a credit fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to EarthShare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It is funny. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, so it's truly funny. I am your host, Crazy Jay. You can email me anytime you like. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can visit me at myspace.com/crazyj13. And don't forget about the official website of the show, rockincomedyshow.com, R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. I know a lot of you have it saved in your favorites, or you download the show with your iPod and you forget to go check out the site from time to time. We do have archive shows over there, so go check them out. Listen to them. Listen to the past and have a chuckle or two on me. All right, coming up, I want to, first off, let's thank Jared Hundley again for being here. Yeah, with his guest DJ. If you think it's easy, it's a little harder than it seems to be. But if you think it's easy and you think you can do it, email me. I'll tell you how you can do it. You don't have to live in Vegas, but if you email me, crazyjcomic.com, I'll give you the details. I'd love to have you be on the show as a guest DJ. Coming up, Ninjas with Syringes are going to be here. We're going to learn about them, hopefully get them to play live, and just learn a little bit more about them. I like their music. I like their sound. So that's why I've invited them here all the way from Portland, Oregon. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, what do you say? Let's do some news.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
We love it. You know you love it. You love it as much as I love it. It's a little segment we like to call Not in the News News. Actual news stories that you can find online at websites like FARC.com, F-A-R-K.com, Freep, can go to Yahoo, click on some oddly enough stories there. And some people have been emailing them to me, so I want to thank you for that. We are going to get things started with a story about some students who moved out of an apartment near the University of Pennsylvania. They cleared it out down to the bare bones, you could say. An assistant manager who cleaned up found a human skull on the kitchen counter.
What a fucking bonehead.
Right. Police don't know which of the seven students who lived in the West Philadelphia apartment left the skull behind. Authorities say there is no indication of any crime, but Lieutenant Frank Venor says, even for police, it's kind of a weird story.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, they don't think it's either. But Venor says the skull may have just been a learning tool for the medical students, and it was probably left behind as a prank. However, spokesman Jeff Moran of the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office says a forensic check on the skull that was abandoned will be done to see if they can learn a little bit more about it. Sounds interesting. Oh, this is an interesting story. Police say a teenage driver who lost control of her car while scrambling to capture her pet gerbil wasn't cited for an accident that hospitalized two people.
You didn't see anything.
Lieutenant Dave Karin said the gerbil escaped from its cage while the 17-year-old driver was southbound on State Route 51. Making a grab for the fuzzy escape artist, the driver veered off the road and hit the stranded truck, which was hooked to another truck by jumper cables.
Listen, I don't know who you are or where you came from. From now on, you do as I tell you, okay?
Okay, that clip didn't make any sense. But anyway, so like I was saying, making a grab for the fuzzy escape artist, the driver veered off the road and hit a stranded truck, which was hooked to another truck by jumper cables.
Oh, man, what are the odds of that happening?
There we go. That's the one I was looking for. The impact pushed the two trucks together, pinning a woman in between.
Somebody help me! Help me!
She suffered a broken leg. A male co-worker helping the woman with her truck also suffered a broken leg. Both were taken to Utah City Hospital. For those of you wondering, neither the teen or the gerbil was hurt in the accident. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Lincoln police have a message for local joggers with exhibition tendencies. The thong is wrong. Police arrested a man for running on a Lincoln bike trail in his thong underwear.
He was all naked and raring to go.
That's right. Well, he was almost naked. Police say the 26-year-old man was arrested for indecent exposure. Officers said they found him running around Holmes Lake wearing his sock shoes and, of course, the thong. They're short stories this week, but weird. And our final story this hour, because ninjas with syringes are working their way up to the 44th floor. Getting caught with marijuana by police is bad enough, but the drug arrest of John Christopher Williams was really embarrassing. Williams has a lengthy criminal record and has failed to show up on his court dates more than once, leading to a warrant for his arrest. When police found and arrested him, they didn't find any drugs on him, and Williams didn't say anything.
Now, where did you get the drugs?
Yeah, well, wait till you find out where he kept them. It was only when he was being checked into the prison that guards discovered 9 grams of marijuana wrapped around his penis.
If you do not wish to have your valuables stolen, I suggest destroying them or discarding them right now. You can also try hiding your valuables
in your anus. Oh, it's good stuff, I'm telling you. William says it was all a misunderstanding. Yeah, I just walk around with 9 grams of coke strapped to my penis all the time. He appeared in Dartmouth Provincial Court under charges of smuggling drugs into a prison. His lawyer said Williams now realizes he should have told police about the pot sooner.
What a fucking loser.
Yeah. He was sentenced to 30 days in prison. That's going to do it for this installment of Not in the News News. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Remember, if you find a weird and wacky news story and you'd like to bring it to my attention, email it to me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. We're going to take a break here, and when I return, we'll be in the studio with some very funny guys by the name of Ninjas with Syringes. You're not going to want to miss it. It's coming up next.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, your 4-year-old son ready for the big leagues. Put your padding on, buddy. Here you go, helmet.
Helmet.
Okay, that's right, your thigh guards. Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game. Well, they're baby teeth, but yeah, put it in.
But Daddy...
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Just run through them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
But I could get hurt.
No pain, no gain. Now run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult. So why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Now we'll hear Ben playing Mozart's violin concerto.
Ben's rendition is awful because he's playing a violin with a banana. But bananas could help you become a better violin player. Eating fruits with potassium and other nutrients help your muscles work better. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know, at heart, I'm really a greaser from the 50s, so let's enjoy this one for a minute. That's right, a greaser.
Just a fool.
I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare, we're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living the buggy, churning lots of butter, raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most of
truly, what Crazy J program? Whoa! Just kidding. What Crazy J program would be complete without at least one song from Weird Al? We're going back to the old days of Vegas. This is prior to his arrival here and prior to the crazy sideburns, but it's worth a listen anyway. Enjoy, Elvis. And perhaps there's no audio, so you may not be enjoying anything at the moment. Since it doesn't seem to want to play, I'll just keep entertaining you with my voice.
Because it's so soothing.
It is so soothing.
It's like an NPR guy.
You may recognize me. Early mornings, morning edition, NPR.
What did you do?
I
Why would it say number 27?
I don't know. We may have to skip that one.
You have broken my equipment. Put a curse on it. Yeah, the dead air is great. They love this.
They do love dead air, don't they?
Yeah.
You've been to Elvis's bar, haven't you?
Several times.
Several times.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can email me if you would like. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me in the world of MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. And we have the official website of the show. All you have to do is log on to www.rockincomedyshow.com. That's right, it's R-O-C-K-I-N-G comedyshow.com. I want to thank Jared for coming in and playing some music for us. Don't worry, he'll be back. He's got two more sets to do, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does to my equipment. Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I say, let's do the news.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Are you guys ready for it? It is the news. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of our most popular segments, not in the news, actual news stories that you can find online at websites like FARC.com, that's F-A-R-K.com, Freep.com, you can go to Yahoo, click on Oddly Enough. Man, they're all over the place. So what do you say? Let's get things started. Rescue crews had to cut apart a portable toilet to rescue a man who got stuck inside.
Naked!
That's right, he was naked inside that little porta potty. Authorities say the 31-year-old man used his cell phone to call 911 from inside the toilet. Police say the man had been drinking and had taken off all of his clothes.
That's disgusting!
Somehow he immersed himself in the holding tank. That's disgusting. Deputy Fire Commissioner Chris Miller said, I've been on the job in one form or fashion for 21 years. Never have I done this. This is my first porta potty rescue I have ever had.
What's that smell?
Ooh.
I know that smell.
Police charged the man with public drunkenness and created a health code violation. But they have no idea why he was in the toilet with his clothes off.
Go to the bathroom and roll around in the toilet until you smell better.
They said he didn't suffer any serious injuries.
Why?
Because, you know, they look so inviting. You know, you go into those portable toilets, you look down and you're like, you know what? God, I would just love to just roll around in all that. Drunk or not, I think something's not right. It can't just be because you're drunk. Police were called to a Pierce Avenue home. A report that a woman accidentally walked into a knife.
You're a liar.
No, that's what it says. Upon arrival, officers found the woman bleeding from the abdomen and her boyfriend claiming that he had been horsing around and that the woman walked into a knife lying on the counter. No further details have been provided.
Look, you can't do things like that.
Right. The investigation, however, is still going on. They're quick stories this week for some reason. Paramedics treated five people for exposure to pepper spray after a man tried to force a squirrel out of his house by spraying it with the substance.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
Emergency crews were called to the house about 4:45 and washed out the victim's eyes, said Deputy Fire Chief Scott Williams on the Rochester Fire Department. Firefighters put fans throughout the house to flush out the pepper spray field air. When the fire department went in and opened up all the windows, the squirrel decided to leave, Williams said. I guess he figured his work there was done. What do we have here? What is this interesting story? Oh, yes. Two young men were arrested after videotaping themselves naked in six public locations.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Jacob Arnold, 22, and A.D. Young, 19, were each charged with four counts of public indecency. Police were called just before 7 a.m. after two newspaper delivery carriers said they were approached by two
naked
white males who asked if they needed help delivering their papers. One victim approached the suspect's SUV and broke a window with his fist. They recorded the registration plate from the suspect's vehicle.
You're beyond my treatment.
That's right. The
naked
man departed before police arrived. About 10 minutes later, Arnold and Young switched vehicles and approached the newspaper carriers again. Upset about the broken window, Arnold took a baseball bat and struck the victim's... he struck the victim's van.
You want drugs?
I think they might have been. Police found suspect's vehicle at St. Arnold Hall and were at the residence and admitted to approaching the victims while naked and videotaping the incidents. Police reviewed videotape footage, which also showed Young and Arnold getting into a taxi cab naked at Steak and Shake. You want fries with that shake? Oh, wait, you have one. entering the Broadview restaurant naked, approaching an elderly woman while naked and hugging an elderly man. Young told police he wore a sock on his penis when he walked into the Broadview restaurant.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
With Young. The pair told police they had been drinking alcohol and were extremely intoxicated prior to exposing themselves. They did not offer a motive for their streaking streak.
You put some clothes on.
And our final story this hour, for not in the news, is a pretty good one. An ailing retired farmer who refused to give up his outhouse. What is it, the outhouses? After authorities declared to be a public nuisance, finally got a brand new one. Albert Lou Preston, who's 79, stood his ground long enough for a non-profit group to come to his aid and build him a sturdy new outhouse with a waste tank underneath.
Everybody and every creature has to poop sometimes.
That's right. There she is, Preston said, and he showed off his new outbuilding. She's a lifesaver. The wooden outhouse, complete with a crescent moon on its door, replaces a 1960-built version that had run afoul of public health officials. While the old one was over a hole in the ground, this one sits atop a concrete base and has a 1,000-gallon tank. It's too nice and complicated to be an outhouse, Preston said. I call it a privy. Preston, a former trustee for Washington Township, challenged the Board of Health for months before seeking help from people working together. This non-profit organization has done thousands of projects for low-income, elderly, and disabled residents. Past jobs have included replacing roofs and buildings, wheelchairs, ramps, but this was its first outhouse. Preston lives near a busy shopping area and has 175 acres of potential lucrative real estate, but didn't want to go to the expense and complications of installing a septic system.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
Preston, who is slowed by diabetes and colon problems and pacemaker, said he never saw the need to replace the old outhouse, which one picked up and carried into his garden by a tornado without major damage. He said he has used an outhouse toilet since settling Washington Township 40 years ago and likes the privacy of his privy. When you're in a house, sound carries, Preston said. Everyone knows your business.
Shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it!
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. That's going to do it for this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I know, you're disappointed. You're like, Jay, we want so, so much more. But hey, remember, you can send me an article, and I'll more than likely read it on the air. Just send it my way, crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I'd love to hear it. I really, really would. And don't forget, you can email me anytime you want. Maybe make a comment, a suggestion about the show. Go to MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. That's a good one as well. You can make a friend request, make a comment there about the show. I do check it regularly, and yes, it is I that maintains the site. So if you want to talk to me at MySpace, that is myself on the MySpace line. Coming up on the show, we've got Ninjas with Syringes. That's right, Ninjas with Syringes are going to be here, and Jared Hundley is going to be back for more guest DJ spots, and we've got your request and more news. It doesn't stop. And speaking of Ninjas with Syringes, here they are one more time. The Fibs right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the song Party in the Parking Lot. And I think it's happening, but I'm so far up here on the 44th floor, I can't tell what's going on down there. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, it is time for random unknown people leaving voicemail messages on my phone. This one's great. I think you'll like it. No, that's the wrong one. Oh, that's a mess up right there. No, that's the wrong one, too. Wow. Did I delete it? Wow. What the hell is going on? I thought I saved it. Oh no. It's gone forever. Oh no, and it was fantastic. I'll try and find it. I don't think I deleted it. And I just ruined the entire bit. Here's Rodney.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. And maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me, show them to me. Unclasp your bra, set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby, I'm sure you'll agree. If you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, your one's bigger than the other. You can show me one,
and I'll imagine the other.
Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me, show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your globes, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. But never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me, show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your wreck, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good and it'll give me what. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country, yeah, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Dog around. I wandered through the cages, they all barked, please set me free, except for the little beagle who just wagged his tail at me. They said his name was Ben, he was 4 or 5 years old, he was there because of tires, he chased the ones that rolled. I asked, was he housebroken? Oh yes, was the reply, the old owners made a point of that, they waved us both goodbye. stopped to buy some biscuits in the car. I gave him 3. Later on that night, he gave them back to me. It would not have been a problem had he dropped the gift outside, but he dumped it in the living room where it smelled like something died. I did not lose my temper. I was gentle as a breeze. I pet him on the head. I asked him, will you please in the future do your business out in the backyard? But the morning sun in the living room again held his calling card. Hold your tongue, I told myself, it'll do no good to cuss. He's in a strange environment, he needs time to adjust. I voice my disapproval, then I tap him on the nose, then warn him to shape up, or I'll feed him to the crows. Void of any signs of the behavior the first week he had employed. Then I chanced into the basement where I found mapped out for me the 7 Hawaiian Islands in fecal symmetry. Stampeded up the steps, I caught him on the run. I took his leash in hand, I said, your roaming nights are done. If between these walls you insist to dump, your nose post will weep. I tied into a tiny space, then I went to sleep. Way through the night, I heard walking down below. I got up out of bed. I kept my movement slow. Yes, slowly my foot found just outside the bedroom door. That beagle then was loose, and it evened up the score. By nature, I'm a peaceful man, but I went into a rage. I grabbed him by the collar, screamed, it's time to buy a cage. From this night on, that's where you'll sleep. What else can I do? It's either that or you're back on file at the cat and doggy zoo. In prison, I let he slept a frame. The second, third, and fourth nights were very much the same. He'd sleep all through the day, then howl all through the night. Beagle then had won the battle, but in victory lost the fight. For early the next morning, I took him back from where he came. The girl there sighed, that was Ben's last chance. What a pity, what a shame. I said, you mean, if I don't keep him, his heart you'll forever still? Why each day I awaken and search for the small brown hill.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I say Crazy J is okay.
Well, folks,
so
my time here is quickly drawing to a close. But before we go, one final song, a song perhaps I've never heard before, but nevertheless is dedicated to the man himself, Crazy J. Please enjoy Ain't Got No Home.
Classic.
Ooh, ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh,
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and the artists who do that song are called Ninjas with Syringes, and they're in the studio. They are here on the 44th floor. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, Crazy Jay.
In the morning.
Well, I must say it is definitely an honor to have you here on the studio. You're a new artist. We don't know a lot about you. And that's why you're here. So why don't we go around and do an introduction so everybody can figure out who everyone is.
My name is Matt, and I play the guitar.
My name is Matt, and I play the guitar.
My name is Matt, and I play the guitar.
I see.
We're Matt, and we play the guitar.
You guys seem like fun. The album seems like fun. I guess the... Let's just start it off. I mean, when did you guys form as a group?
We started the group in 1944 in the Siberian Underground. There's a lot of fucked up techno.
Right.
And we played a show in the Fillmore, and it's kind of how we got off the ground.
Now, I've been doing this show for many years, and I've come across a lot of interesting names for bands, and I really like the name Ninjas with Syringes. How did you guys... How did you guys come up with that one?
First of all, fuck you, Crazy Jay. All right, we got a great name. All right, you see this dick? You want to suck it?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Seriously, though.
We'll edit my laughing out.
Sure, we will.
I love Crazy Jay.
No, you're a good guy, Crazy Jay. I'm sorry. Fuck, man.
I've never heard you, but that's good. No news is good news.
Great. So when did you guys... How'd you come up with the name?
We came up with the name of the band. We paid a third-party online service to give us names.
God, you smell like gin.
Sorry. We're drinking. The drink of choice tonight is gin.
I don't know if you can use
any of this.
Yeah.
It's all perfect shit. You shut up.
Gin's not a bad drink, but I prefer the vodka, the Captain Morgan, that kind of stuff. you guys sent me a friend request, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months ago. And I checked it out, and I really liked it. Now, a lot of bands are using MySpace. Even, you know, the professional bands out there have their MySpace pages out there. Are you finding this is a good tool for you to get out there and promote your stuff?
MySpace has been good for Alex's tool.
MySpace has lots of friend requests.
Yes, it does.
I love MySpace.
Got an inbox sent.
Right.
I check my photo captions. It's great.
Yeah, if we want to, we could change the captions on our photos.
If you want to blog, bam, write a blog.
Yeah, you can blog.
The way I remember it, Crazy Jay added us. We definitely did not add Crazy
Jay.
Yeah,
we were.
No.
And he added us.
No, you you guys added me.
MySpace.
What? Masculinity.
When it comes to the band and writing music and performing, do you have any musical influences?
Definitely Yo Gabba Gabba Gabba.
Okay.
Devo.
Nice.
Blues Clues.
Sonny Day.
We listen to a lot of Slayer and Slipknot.
Oh, hold on. Pause the podcast.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Joining me here on the 44th floor today, new artist to the show, simply titled Ninjas with Syringes. And is this the first band project for all of you, or have you guys all come from other bands?
Did we come on other bands?
No.
Excuse me? Crazy Jay. You make a sailor blush.
First of all, Crazy Jay, that's none of your business. And second of all...
Yes.
Yes.
What's the question?
Did you all come from other bands?
Much funny to report here.
Since you're in the studio live,
it's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy Jay. You can email me if you would like. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13, and you can also visit me at the official website of the show where you can download shows and listen to them 24/7 if you're just that crazy. It's rockincomedyshow.com. That's ROCKING comedyshow.com. Right now on the 44th floor, I am being joined and harassed by a new group. I like their music a lot. They're called Ninjas with Syringes. They are here. And since you guys are here, I was wondering if you could do something, maybe do something live for us.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, let me get warmed up real quick.
Let me do my drum checks.
I'm scared.
All right, we're good to go.
You guys are a riot. Anyway, it's Ninjas with Syringes. Come on, why don't you do something for us?
Oh, you're listening to Ninjas with Syringes. This is our hit song, Lips. Hey!
They are called Ninjas with Syringes. They have a CD out. It's called Premature. They're in the studio. They're rocking us live. We're learning a little bit more about them. Now, guys, outside of your MySpace page, do you have a regular like band website?
Well, that is a website, Crazy Jay.
Well, I know that.
I'm really actually insulted by that question.
Me too.
If you want to order our CD, all you have to do is go onto iTunes. Or go to any local participating Arby's, and when you purchase 4 Big Melt deals for $5.95, you will get a coupon for a free Lips download at your local iTunes.
Arby's supports iTunes.
Arby's.
Well, you know, I am learning about you guys. You are a relatively new group for me. Is there going to be a Ninjas with Syringes world tour, you know, doing the West Coast, like doing some gigs here in Vegas, then moving on to California, that kind of stuff. Is that, you know, something we can expect?
We already did that. Dude, Crazy J, man. We just
You're about
just
two,
did that.
Two or three months behind.
Yeah. I was actually insulted again.
Yeah.
That strike two, Crazy J.
September 1st, we're going on the Ninjas with Surnas tour.
Cool.
It'll be all across...
Chicago.
No!
No.
No, we're going to Vegas.
Not,
we're going to California.
Not Chicago.
We are coming.
You are?
We're going to come everywhere.
Whip those dicks out. Ninjas with Surnas is coming for you.
All right, I see how the I see the direction that this interview is going. You're not going to give me too many serious answers. All right, Let's let's try this one. How many albums do you guys have all together?
One.
Okay.
One.
That's all we got.
We got some old demos.
Right.
But we got we got a new one called Ninjas with Surnas, or it's called Premature. Made by us, Ninjas with Syringes. It's just done in December. Ninjas with Syringes released Premature.
It's the Ninjas with Syringes.
It's a premature
CD.
Release from Ninjas with Syringes called Premature.
It's got a lot of Ninjas with Syringes.
You can find it on the internet. Just type it in. Google.
Now, when you guys go out and do the live shows and stuff, what sort of response are you getting from the crowd? Or, I mean, just from people finding you on MySpace? You know, what are they saying about you?
That's a good question, Crazy Jane. I'd like to answer that.
Crazy Jane, speller and grammar check, man.
A lot of guys like us that are old, they like me.
A lot of dads buy a Snapple afterwards, and we drink that, and then go up to their motel rooms.
Okay.
A lot of people have Bush.
On tour, a lot of older men fancied my body.
Oh.
No, it's great.
I think that won the crowds over.
Every party's a lemon party with ninjas.
Yeah, there we go.
Can I get...
You guys are crazy, you're fun, you're ninjas with syringes, and I think you're going to have a pretty successful career here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. I love your music, and we're just about out of time, so could you do one more for us live?
Next song we're going to play, what should we play?
Robot?
All right, here we go.
Da, 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 da.
You gotta drive me.
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh.
Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
Hey now, this is JT from The Uninvited, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
If I were the $6 million man, I'd be worth $6 million more than I am. But I'd be the envy of all of my neighbors, 'cause you'd be my Farrah Fawcett Major.
definitely is too beautiful for me. Yeah. Who am I talking about? The love of my life. That is who I am talking about. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. That is the music of The Uninvited with their song called Too Beautiful. Give it up for Jared Hundley once again. Yay, our guest DJ. And remember, if you want to be a guest DJ, you can. I won't stop you. But what's stopping you is you got to email me. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. And don't forget, next week on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we've got Dino Mike. But right now, what do you say, friends? Let's do some news, shall we?
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yeah. It is
welcome to the Internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Oh, we got a problem there. It is time for the news. I'm sorry, that threw me off guard with that. When it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, it just catches me all weird. It is time for Not in the News news. You know what? Let's do this right. Let's just start over, shall we? Let's just do it right. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Let's do the news.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Stand by for news. Hey, it is time for Not in the News news. These are actual news stories. You'll find them on websites like FARC.com. That's FARK.com. Freep.com is another one. You can also go over to Yahoo and click on Oddly Enough. And a lot of you people have been emailing me the story, so that's just as fun, too. We are going to get things started with a story about a court that overturns a father's decision. That's right. A Canadian court. That says it all right there. That was my Don Imus impression. Did you like it? Did you like it? I was like, well, that's your problem right there. Anyway, a Canadian court has lifted a 12-year-old girl's grounding. That's right. Overturning her father's punishment for disobeying her orders to stay off the internet.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
There we go. Now we're on it. The girl had taken her father to Quebec Superior Court after he refused to allow her to go on a school trip for chatting on websites he tried to block and then posting inappropriate pictures of herself online using a friend's computer.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
Yeah, you know. The father's lawyer, Kim Bowden, said the disciplinary measures for the girl's own protection and is appealing the ruling. She's a child, Bowden said. At her age, children test their limits, and it's up to their parents to set the boundaries. I start an appeal for the decision today to reestablish parental authority and to ensure that this case doesn't set a precedent, she said. Otherwise, parents are going to be walking on eggshells from now on. They think most children respect their parents, would never go as far as to take them to court, but it's clear that some would, and we have to ask ourselves, how far will this go?
I would like, if I may...
Sure.
...to take you...
Where?
...on a strange journey.
How strange was it? Well, it was so strange that this girl took her father to court and overruled the grounding. Now she's not grounded. According to court documents, the girl's internet transgressions was just the latest in a sting of broken house rules. Even so, Justice Suzanne Tesser found her punishment too severe. Bowden noted the girl used a court-appointed lawyer in her parents' 10-year custody dispute to launch her landmark case against her dad. You're grounded for 3 weeks. You want to bet your ass? I'll see you in court, son of a bitch. Police say a Tampa man made a drug delivery while he had his kids in the car.
You must be a good influence on children.
Of course, you know, it's probably take your kids to work day. Now 30-year-old Theodore Hall is charged with 3 counts of child neglect and 1 count each of possession of cocaine, delivery of cocaine, and driving with a suspended license. He's being held on $34,000 bail. Police say Hall was delivering cocaine while he was with his 1-year-old, 3-year-old, and 4-year-old children. He was later arrested in the parking lot of a restaurant.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well, he was arrested. The children were returned to their mother. The Department of Children and Families was notified of the arrest. I had to go to work. I don't know why this one printed so small, but we'll give it a try. This is a great story. This is one of those, what the fuck? a driving instructor in England who encouraged girls to kick him in the groin.
Ah, nutsack!
Has been jailed for 4 years. David Aston, who met one of the girls over the internet, was convicted by a jury of 2 counts of sexual activity with a child and 4 of causing of enticing a child to engage in sexual activity. The 32-year-old twice stripped
naked
from the waist down, crouched on all fours and on a towel in a woodland, and encouraged 4 girls to kick him in the groin until he could no longer handle the pain. Aston was sentenced to 4 years in order to be on sex offenders register for life. He is also banned from working with children under 18 or communicating electronically with them if it is sexual in nature. So he won't be using MySpace anymore. And our final not-in-the-news news story for this week. Cops are hunting a man who allegedly robbed money from a bank to buy a used truck while the salesman waited outside.
Well, the church store called, and they're running out of you.
A man took the truck for a test drive from a downtown car ship. The salesman tagged along, and the two went to a bank, where he waited inside the truck while the man went inside. The man told the salesman he needed to get money to pay for the truck.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds great. The salesman didn't know, but the man allegedly passed a note to a bank teller demanding cash. He got the cash and left the bank. He climbed inside the truck and told the salesman he wanted to show the truck to a friend in Sherwood Park before buying it.
Why isn't this an awkward moment?
He drove the truck to a gas station near Lakeland Village Trailer. The salesman had become suspicious, so as soon as the man left the truck to go into the gas station, he took the keys from the truck and called 911. The alleged robber realized what was going on, and he fled on foot. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And remember, if you have a weird or wacky news story that you have stumbled across, feel free to mail it to me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Right now, though, we've got a song that's going out to Scott and Jessica. It is another song from The Uninvited, but we never get tired of listening to them. Here's their song, Food Court Rockstar.
Didn't I see you here tonight? stupid monopoly money. Can't take them seriously at all. Well, maple syrup and snow's what they export. They treat curling just like it's a real sport. They think they're silly.
My Chemical Romance here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy J. That's going to do it for this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember to email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can also send me some MySpace stuff as well. MySpace.com/crazyj13. And if you want to hear another show or want to replay this one, just go to the rockincomedyshow.com and check out many, many shows. R-O-C-K-I-N-G. ComedyShow.com. In a few weeks, you're going to see a major upgrade to that website. Something that's needed to be done for quite a while, and I just haven't gotten around to doing it, but it's going to be pretty amazing. That's going to do it. Join me next time for Dino Mike, the news, and so much more. That's going to do it. I'm out.